Hello, my name is Arnold. You might have seen me in Green Acres or It's a Pig's Life, but that was years ago. Today, I am giving each and every one of you a chance at timeshare sties in beautiful Iowa. I can see the signs now. Iowa, a nice place to visit, a fantastic place to eat slop. But it would need to be directed only at ungulates, or people might get the wrong idea. Of course, ungulates don't read, so the sign popularizing Iowa would need to be written in a language they could understand. I decided on pheromones. I got all these scent glands from fruit bats and decided on my own initiative to smear I Love Iowa in something I hoped resembled ungulate pheromone on a tree and waited with bated breath. Gradually, a herd of cud-chewing Guernseys meandered over and got a good whiff of Iowa-laced ungulate pheromone. They in turn released their mojo, letting the bulls around know that they were open for business. "Yep, you certainly can tell when the cows are hot," said Ferdinand the Bull as he limped back to his barn. "But I think I've had enough for one day." Little did he know that Elsie was an adept of bovine kundalini. The blast she emitted through her nose ring caused upwards of $23 billion in damage across 5 states. Mama Hyla had seen Elsie in a vision, though, in which she had seen Elsie run into a wall going 75 miles per hour in a school zone. She was running, not driving, mind you. How did she achieve such speeds on those soft but also hard feet? Not that it mattered anymore, as Elsie was little more than a rapidly fading memory now. The world would never know how close she was to achieving Warp 10.